In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Blessed Feast of the Apostle James. So St. James is an apostle, one of the 70, and is given the title Brother of God because he was the son of Joseph, who was betrothed to Mary, who was the mother of Jesus. St. James, from his youth, lived a holy life, avoiding all manner of passions. He came to believe in Christ and became one of the 70 apostles. He was appointed bishop of Jerusalem and presided over that council that we read about in Acts chapter 15. Because of his success at converting many, many Jews to Christianity, he was martyred on account of his successful apostolic efforts. By contrast to this righteous saint, our gospel reading gives us an example of another man who was possessed by many demons. The fathers of the church point out that possession does not just happen, but that demons have to be invited in. That this man's demonic possession was a result of having opened himself up to demons and participating with them. And the way we find him demonstrates this. We find him in the gospel account today, unclothed, living in a cemetery, able to break free of constraints, and at times being driven into the desert. Now Christ comes upon this man, and immediately the demons recoil. And they respond to Christ's presence. What have you to do with me? Do not torment me. They acknowledge him as the Son of God and want nothing to do with him. Now, this man is consistently described in the three accounts in the Gospels as a dehumanized human. That his humanity has been stripped away in these various ways. And this makes perfect sense. For Christ is the perfect example of what it is to be fully human. And so partnering with demons would naturally strip us of that humanity that Christ grants to us. It distorts and obscures his image in which we have been made. When you hear this story and descriptions of the state of this man, it's very easy. In fact, this is often where my mind goes, and I have to force it the other way. It's very easy to think of someone on the street that we have seen that is perhaps not fully clothed, that doesn't have a home but lives elsewhere, maybe not a cemetery, but various places, that may not be in their right mind, but I beg of you, don't let your mind go there, because that is not where Christ is directing us. Rather than considering some other person that you have encountered, consider your own soul. Is it naked of that virtue that it ought to be clothed in? passionlessness, generosity, hope in Christ. And in considering my own soul, do I take shelter among the dead things of this world? The anxieties, self-concern, anger, fear, rather than sheltering myself in the life-giving beauty of Christ's resurrection, his mercy, and his compassion for us? Have I become so self-willed that those constraints of the church, modesty and appetite, modesty and entertainment, modesty and speech, maintaining a rule of prayer, going to confession, all of these things which the church gives us for our spiritual health, have these things become so distasteful to me that I have cast them off and disregarded them? Unless I am perfect, which is surely not the case, I am in need of Christ's healing. I am in need of being returned to my right mind so that I may sit at the foot of Christ, as this man did after he was healed. Now, as Jesus is about to depart, this man asks Jesus if he might go with him. And this seems like a reasonable request. This man wants to be with Christ. Why not? But Christ says no. He sends him away and he tells him, go and return to your own home. And there declare what God has done for you. Declare what God has done for you. Now, some are certainly called in a very direct service of declaring the word of God in the church. But just as important are those who preach the gospel by living a holy life in their family, in their job, in their community. Archbishop Dimitri of the OCA of blessed memory comments on this. Go, return to your home and declare all that God has done for you. Not every person who has come to know Christ is expected to become an ordained spokesman, but all Christians are expected to proclaim by a new life the one has restored their right mind and true humanity, which is the human life of Christ. Brothers and sisters, as we draw near to encounter Christ in the chalice, we do so acknowledging our need of this medicine of immortality and indeed God's ability to heal us through it. For Christ came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. As we read elsewhere in the Gospel of Luke, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. And so let us examine ourselves honestly and admit those areas of our life where we have allowed ourselves to become dehumanized, where we have rebelled against Christ and his church. Now, if you're like me, at times I have been guilty of treating the church and Christianity in general like a buffet. I like this teaching, but not that one. I want this part of my life to be healed, but not this part. The simple truth is that God loves us deeply and desires for us to be whole. To be spiritually clothed with a holy life and in our right mind, so that we might declare what God has done for us simply through the witness of our daily lives. Through the prayers of St. James, the Apostle and the Brother of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, our God of mercy.